up, everybody? Welcome to this new fantastic 2024 episode of Cadillac on Mars. Wait, am I muted now? I don't know what the fuck is happening.
You're good. All right. That was a goddamn awful intro.
It was, that was...
Delvin, you're an awful intro. Let me start with that.
This is what you got me out of bed for?
I was figuring out, I'm like, where the fuck am I looking? There's a lot of things to see here. I'm trying to figure this shit out. But this is our first, like, real official, like, episode into the PSVG network. We got the homie Donnie joining us today. But we got my man T. We got Delvin out of vacation retirement. He's very salty about that. But, you know, that's on him.
That's not on the line up down at the buffet. Seriously.
We're keeping him from eating a bucket of rice.
Kept him from the early bird special.
Ain't rice.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Whoa. Nice. Hell. Damn, Delvin.
Oh, man.
This man is not playing today, huh? He's like, listen, I got some things going on. Don't fuck with me.
Early. I was living life. I was enjoying myself. They're like, let's go podcast. Like, fuck you talking about go podcast. And this fucking D Life is like, I missed PSV. I'm like, D Life, fuck you. Go read a book or something. Go get some knowledge.
Go play a mobile game.
Yes.
Chalfie T, this is how we raise a community. We just verbally abuse them every podcast. That's correct. One right after the other.
That's correct. That's how you do it.
So hurtful.
And they come back for more. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's why I was like, I think we should join because we could just keep kicking. Like, we can add to hurting more people. This is like an abusive relationship.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, but I'm super stoked to like kick this off, especially just learning something new, kind of refining skill sets, but just getting opportunity to like hang out with friends. It's just always, it always feels good for the soul. I know we're kind of short on time tonight, so I just really want to jump into, let's start with Delvin, man. So since you got shit going on, what's up with you? Like, what's happening, man?
Oh, just been busy trying to actively not podcast, and people keep calling my phone. Like, I'm going to just change my goddamn number. That's what I'm having to do. But it's been fun taking somewhat of a break. Like, I finally finished Tears of the Kingdom. That was great. You know, that was probably one of the longest games I played in my life. I played 160 hours of it.
Well done.
Damn.
So, and I enjoyed it. So, I think it was a great experience. You know, I would probably say it's in my top three Zelda games. So, that's very high praise. Might be number one, actually. Link to the Past is normally my number one, but I'm old, so... That's understandable.
Yeah.
It's
a great game.
Yes, fantastic game. And I really enjoyed it, you know. So it's great. But I've just been doing a lot of shit, man. Just in general. Like my girl wanted to go to this Circus Soleil play.
I'm sorry, could you say that to me again?
This sounds
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not stopping again, baby.
Circus Soleil, I don't know what the fuck it is.
Like Soleil
Du Soleil? It's a whole nother.
Yeah, there's in the middle.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
It's, Circus Soleil.
It can be
let him have it. Why are you going to crack him? Let him go through life saying this to other people.
Hey, I don't know what the fuck it was. She wanted to go to that shit. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to get some.
Shout out to Devin.
I don't know where we go.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
Yeah, this fool's really saying in the chat, thanks for the invite. Do I need to screenshot it?
I am mad at Devin Tyus for one reason and one reason only. He actually lived up two reasons. He actually lived up to what I've been trying to live up to all month. That motherfucker said, I'm not podcasting, and goddamn it, he lived up to it. He was like, hey, I want to come on the show. Like, nope. Every time. He just like, he treated podcasting like a drug-free ad. Like, just say no. Anytime somebody messaged him, he was like, nope, not doing that. Want to come hang out with PSVG? Talk about India? Nope, not doing that. Want to come on with Cadillac? Nope, not doing that. I was like, God damn, Dev.
He didn't show up to his own podcast. He ain't showing up this one.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I asked Donnie earlier. I said, I go, so it'd just be like, if you, Dev, will join us tonight? And he goes, I don't know. I don't even know if Dev shows up to the show regularly.
He's on his own show. He's on the show. Like, so I don't know.
So that's cool. But, you know. You getting time with your lady?
Yeah, getting a lot of time with her. I guess I'll tell the story here, what happened. So my brother, let's read this chat from Dev. You lying motherfucker. You piece of shit. But I get a message from my brother. He texts me. He's like, hey, do you want Dave Chappelle tickets? And I'm like, why would I say no to that? So he's like, okay. I was supposed to go, but, you know, I have to go do, like, stop crime and shit like I'm Captain America. So I can't go tonight. So, and I can't refund the tickets. So you take my tickets, take your girl with you. So I went to go see Dave Chappelle last night, and it was fantastic.
Okay.
First time seeing Dave Chappelle live, so that was an experience. And Ashy Larry was his opening act.
Oh,
he was
really
good.
It's pretty normal.
He was really, really good.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah. That's what he will forever be known as. He even looked
you had to ashy. Watch that Chappelle show to know that.
Because I knew immediately who he was talking about. When he said Ashy Larry, I was like, uh-huh. I know that's not his name.
It's Donnell.
Not his name, but that's the name.
It's Donnell Rollins.
Donnell Rollins.
That's it, Rollins, yeah.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I thought it was
he's hilarious, actually. He's a pretty good stand-up.
He is. He's really good. He was on one last night. No,
lesser known, because he didn't have a bunch of specials and stuff, but he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's figured out that, hey, if I just go on with Dave Chappelle all the time, I don't have to do specials. Yeah.
Then I'm, like,
this is my
probably get
this is
better.
My career now. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, the whole day, like, hey, just tour with Dave Chappelle, one of the biggest comedians in the world. I'll be good.
Because they play big venues.
Oh, yeah. No, Dave's it. He's at the pinnacle of the industry. Dave plays wherever Dave wants to play. He put 100 people in the woods in Montana if he wants.
They'll come. They will come.
And Dave says what he wants to do, and that's what he wants to do. And I think that was, I will say this. It was refreshing being in a room where comedy was being told and no one was being offended by anything that was said.
Okay.
And he
just wait till that special comes out.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Special comes out. What is it? Tomorrow? Sunday? When is it?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It comes out tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah,
so the internet will lose its shit.
No, it's the 31st. It was the 31st, he told me. They kept saying I need to not get canceled before my special. So
yeah, just give it until then. I thought it was Sunday. So yeah, but, just give it till then. And then the internet, you'll find out how people felt about the set that you watch.
Yeah. But I will say this. For those, I know his last special was a little controversial.
Last five specials.
His last few, were very controversial. The trans comments and things like that, like, rub people the wrong way. I think the way he handled it with this show was excellent. Like, he went a different route with it, and it made more sense, and it didn't, like, feel like he was selling out of stuff like that. He kind of rent the room, and the way he did it, I don't think what I saw last night is what the special is going to be. Because there were a lot of very Florida Pacific jokes in there. Like, he was going off on Ron DeSantis quite often and calling him words
as he
that
should,
you cannot
as
say.
All should.
Yeah. And if you know Florida, Florida's a mostly conservative crowd. So the first three times he said it, he got some good laughs. And then you started hearing people like,
some groaning.
like groaning a little bit. Like, we don't like when these jokes are being, like, told about us.
Did he lean into it?
Oh, he did. He did.
Yeah, because that's, of course he did, because he's Dave Chappelle. Yeah, like, when a good comedian hears that, that's just ammo. They're like, okay, I'm on to something. Go further.
Yes.
Go harder. Did. Lean and into this.
He did a lot of really interesting and good things. I think he did. He was just, like, very diverse with everything he did, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. My girlfriend never was a Dave Chappelle fan, like, at all. She didn't know she barely even knew he did, like, stand-ups. because her whole thing when she was like younger, she used to watch like not Def Comedy Jam. What was the BET version of that? It Comic was View. Comic View. Yes.
No, I never watched. She was that like either.
She was a big Comic View fan, so she used to watch like Bruce and Joe Torre like that.
Yeah.
So she never like watched Dave Chappelle stand up, so she didn't know anything about.
Yeah, he was kind of Dave out of it by then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when he was into it, he was more into the he was on Def Comedy Jam. He wasn't on the BET one.
When did the BET one run?
It was a while. When
was it? That was like
was it running at the same time as Def Jam? Because I watched Def Jam, but I never really.
Yeah, pretty much. They overlapped a little bit.
Yeah.
But BET was a little bit more of, see, Def said it, the 90s. BET was more a little bit more of the unknown comics. Like
I was going to say, maybe it was like the lower tier, you know, like more the up and comer. Yes. Catch them on the upswing.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So she was like more into those type of people as opposed to like. Def Comedy Jam, who had Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, everybody on there, you know. So she didn't see those, but she thoroughly enjoyed it. It was like a really, really good stand-up.
Cat Williams.
And one thing I found fascinating, which was an incredible only can happen at a Dave Chappelle show. So for those who know, and you guys should know this, there are no phones allowed at the show.
Yeah, they put it in a little bag, right?
Yep.
So, we get to the end of the show, the final joke, and this fucking guy has his phone out.
Oh, shit.
And Dave Chappelle sees him. He goes off. I mean, he is like livid. Like, Dave Chappelle goes on, like, a five-minute rant on, like, how he's, like, everything has been put in place so you not have your phone out. And he essentially says, like, having your phone out at a comedian like that is like pulling a gun out. And he's, like, he's pissed off. They escort the guy out and everything. And the show just ends. Like, well, glad it happened at the end of the show.
Yeah,
as opposed to, like, yes. Because he kind of like stormed off. But like up to that point, it was like a really, really good show.
That's pretty common when you go to like the marquee stand-up acts. Like not everybody's got that juice, but the higher tier ones, you're going to put your phone away. And if they don't take it, like a lot of comedy clubs will take your phone. But if it's like a bigger thing, they'll have ushers that are just constantly like roaming to make sure that people aren't recording pieces of set.
They had an usher out there too. And you had your phone in the bag that's supposed to be locked and stuff like that.
Especially if they're recording. Like if they're recording a special or takes or for social media. Yeah. You don't want any of that out there.
Like, I think they had a camera right by me.
Two points to it. One, I think it is like I do get not having it at the comedy shows. I know Dave Chappelle's talked about it and a few others have talked about it where it's like it's not like music performances, you hear the same songs over and over. You kind of know what's coming along. Whereas in comedy, you want it to be fresh for each person who comes and sees. So when you record it and post it, the joke's already been said.
Yeah, you don't want to.
So it doesn't hit the same way. So I get that. And there's always that one motherfucker that wants to, you know, kind of push it a bit. But to that, to counter it all, I wouldn't say it's the same as pulling out a gun. I don't know if I make that comparison. Yeah. Like,
especially in the state of Florida, where
it's aptly put.
Well, especially since didn't someone pull out a gun in Hollywood on Dave Chappelle?
He talks about that too.
Yeah. So it's like
that comes up.
I mean, maybe it is. Oh, what do I know? I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm not on stage. Maybe it feels the same. I don't know, but. I don't know if someone recording a video of me could potentially lead to me losing my life. No, so probably. There's that.
Well, it depends. I will say this. This is my first comedy show. So.
Oh, really?
I think it. Yeah. First time I've been.
This is why I talk so much during Delvin's part of the show. I mean, I love stand up. A lot of people, definitely PSVG folks probably know that about me. I love stand up. I almost watch and consume as much of it. To me, it's. Every bit is, not, if not more, rewarding going to a good stand-up show than a concert, even. especially this time. I agree. I'd much rather go to stand up. We caught Jeselnik a couple months ago, which is great. It was one I've always wanted to watch. I've seen quite a few of them that have come through. I love it. I usually can't get enough of good ones. I mean, it's fun watching bad ones too, but especially the good ones. And Dave, I mean, at least at this point, he's the best. He's the best in the game. So what a hell of a one to go to.
I kind of feel like this might be my last one because of that. Like, I might just want to go out on top. I watch matches all the time.
There are other people that are definitely, I think, maybe like in that stratosphere. Like Bill Burr is very, very good. So I think he can go toe to toe right there. I think like Neil Brennan's very good, but like Dave's an all timer. You know, he's at a Rushmore level of stardom at this point. So
I would like to see Bill Burr because his style is like he really is just like a straightforward.
He's really
with this like dialogue, just like bang. You know,
Jeselnik's hilarious, but Jeselnik's an acquired taste. Whereas I think Chappelle plays in a lot of different people, a lot of different, you know.
Yeah, just more on the like art comedy.
Well, it's very dark. It's very dark. And it's an old school style. He's very much like joke punchline, which is not something we really do anymore. Like now everybody's style is like, you know, they tell stories and they usually have like some sort of comeback. So they'll tell a funny joke and then they'll weave into a story and then they'll reference the funny joke at the end of the joke. Like that's kind of the structures, like the very like the Kevin Hart, like Amy Schumer type of thing. Dave does the same thing. It's very different to see Jeselnik, but Jeselnik, you know, he talks about, you know, murdering babies and like all kinds of like, it's very dark. Like it's dark. Now it's in funny taste. I would say it's definitely funny, but it's dark. It's a dark humor. You've got to be like in a dark place. My wife and I went, we played a Jeselnik joke for my mother-in-law and she just like, you would have thought we like threw her kid out the window. She's like, I can't believe you listen to this. You know, like it's a different kind of comedy for sure.
All right, now we definitely got the Cadillac full because we shamed
him into joining us.
We just brought Dev in trying to lie. That's why he knew the receipts existed. Couldn't say he wasn't
first
invited.
First of all,
no, there's no first. That's you no, said. No. You said
I did not I know that this was it. Supposed to be this show.
I mean,
you said that. I'm doing Cadillac with these two. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that meant y'all were supposed to be here. I was set for January 3rd. That's what I was here for.
It'd be better for T to do this here. T didn't want to listen to our video game stuff for 3 hours.
No, he'll chime in for sure. T for is three knowledgeable.
Hours? 1 a.m? Well, I was talking NBA stat lines.
Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you just got to do some nonsense.
Yeah.
The development of Chet Holmgren. I'm gonna give us 60 minutes on that.
T you with us, Chuffy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My man's Chuffy's a walking like, encyclopedia like, over here.
We'll go with situational. We'll leave it at that.
No, for sure, for sure. You know, so Dev, man, I'm glad you joined. What you been up to, man? We'll get to Donnie too. You know, we gotta let the white man go last.
Yeah, the white devil.
It's right here. On brand.
I have been up to jack shit. I have been doing absolutely nothing and it has been glorious. I have been sleeping till about 10 a.m. Because I finally can. I'm on vacation till like the 4th and I literally have just done nothing. Today I played PC Building Simulator pretty much all day. I had to fix my daughter's computer because she dropped it and cracked like the whole side of it. So luckily I had another model. Yeah, totally jacked the whole corner.
Yeah.
I was like, what did you do? I don't know. I didn't even notice it. I'm like,
I didn't notice it.
No way in hell you don't notice this giant gap where you're supposed to plug in the power cord. Like, there's just no way. So I went off on her about that. And then luckily I had like the exact same model so I could just swap out the hard drives. So she was able to just get right back into her laptop like nothing ever happened. I was like, now this thing stays on your desk. You don't get to take it anywhere. You done fucked that up. So outside of that, and then I just been doing nothing. Just taking it easy. Me and the wife have been watching Game of Thrones. Just running that back. It's been quite glorious sitting around and doing nothing for the past couple of days since Christmas. It's been awesome.
Tanner, what's up? I like that. That's good. Yeah. That's some good
shit. No Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
No Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Delvin's over here like Cirque Solange. Like just making shit up.
same shit. Terrible.
It's
terrible.
Not the same shit.
It's not circuit, the same at all. Same
the Circuit shit. Of Solace.
It was a circus star and Beyonce's little sister, you know.
Right, seriously.
Cirque du Solange. Yeah.
It's some shit that black people ain't supposed to be at. That's what it is.
That's a fucking bruh, fallacy. I've been to so many of those.
Yeah, I went to one. I went to one in Vegas. It's dope.
Well, you're not black, Dev. You know that.
First of all, motherfucker. All right.
Wow. There's a half.
See,
right?
See.
Well, I'm half in Asian space. Like I said, I went to see him in Vegas and it was dope.
Right. Yeah, I've seen him in Vegas too. I've seen the Michael Jackson one in Vegas. I've seen a couple of other ones. I've seen quite a few of them in Vegas. You just mad because you know I'm cultured. You stuck in Florida.
Nah. Goddamn right.
Terrible.
In the hood.
Terrible.
Dice game, baby. That's how we get down.
She told me to just take out the trash.
If only your webcam could get down as well as you play dice.
Yes, seriously.
You know, like,
nah. Ain't about that life, baby.
Yeah, we all know that. We all know what Delvin's life is like, finding fucking crack rocks in his car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Goddamn right.
You need to see if that person's out there messing with your modem.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this story that this fool
probably stole it.
He said that he went to go buy chicken. And when he was buying chicken.
Oh, choppy.
The postman said, like, no.
That sounds
like a little
racist. I've heard
my life.
But is it not the truth?
Chicken.
Don't be mad if you were going to go buy chicken. A bucket of chicken and a bucket of rice.
Yeah, chicken, bucket of rice.
Oh, man, that sounds like I was on a plantation.
No.
He told me to get some chicken.
So then he says, the story just increasingly gets weirder. He says, then the postman says to him, hey, there's a lady in your car, which also says, how does the postman know that's your whip? And so then he goes to the car. Right now. And then, which he said later, he knows the postman or some bullshit.
Yeah, postman.
Then he goes to the car. Then this fool gets in his car, chases the lady down. The lady says she was trying to find a piece of paper to write a note to him or something and says, by the way, did you find any crack in your car? Which Delvin had found crack in his car, because when she was in his car, she left her crack in his car.
Framing him.
That is accurate.
Yeah. But this man's too good to go to a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, he's too good to even pronounce it.
If you want to know where Dave Chappelle gets the inspiration for his jokes.
Delvin.
The life of Delvin. Yeah. Delvin J. Cox.
The little baby came out, remember? Surprise!
He didn't get it from me.
And replaced all of the photos with pictures of himself.
No paperwork. Just put some crack on him. Let's get out of here.
You know? So what about you, T? What you been up to, man?
Oh, but bro, what is this? L-I-V-I-N, living, baby. I'm out here. My son turned 20, man, and I have to acknowledge it because my son is 20, but that's the 20th anniversary of me becoming a parent, mm-hmm. And that's wild dope to me, man. And it's like,
that's dope.
I super love it, and I love that I've managed to bring a child that far in this world and in this life, and it must be respected, and I love that, man. I truly do. I'm very happy that my kid went kicked. He just did some bullshit. He wanted to go to Olive Garden for his birthday and bring his lady along. So we had a little family Olive Garden outing, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. But it was just more me thinking back on, like, damn, 20 years ago, bro. It was wild. One, I was married. So that's a whole other time in my life. I met my man Gabe. Y'all know Gabe. I had met Gabe just right around that time because he came to replace me while I was out on parental leave. You know what I'm saying? So I had to train Gabe, and that's where I met new Gabe. That's around the time the Black Album dropped. You know what I'm saying? It's all these like large steps in my life, or these things that in my life that came around that came with my son. And it's just like, I just, like I said, had to be acknowledged, man, because I'm so proud of it. And I'm so happy to have got my man so far. Gotten him this far, and then, you know what I'm saying, he pretty much done took the wheel of his own life. Now he tries to take care of business himself, and I'm proud of him in that regard as well. So that's that.
Hey, Chaffee, watch this. Hey, T.
Go on.
Rank them. Rank the achievements. The Black Album, your kid.
Oh. let's see. If I had to think about it, the Black Album is my favorite.
Black Album number one.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But no, my children come well ahead of that in all aspects. Oh, no. So. But Black Album, right now,
he said his children, not your children.
Yeah.
Delvin Jr., definitely third on that list. on your list, to me, he's third.
Oh, let me just, you know, let me interrupt real quick, because this is a very fair question asked in the chat. Yeah, people don't know who T is. My man T over here, Tayrell.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's probably due to
broadcasting to a whole new audience.
Yeah, this you know what? It's because we know each other. We just keep it moving. But T, tell the people a little bit about
allow
you.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is Hove.
H-O-V.
I am, of course, the internet's Tayrell 713. I say that because that means Tayrell 713. That is the name I use on the internet. That is who I am on the internet. That's who you know me as. Everybody else know my real name. You don't even know my real name. No. You are a stranger. But
Stranger danger.
That having been said, I am the host of Stage Crunchy and Milk, Cleveland's longest running podcast. I say that with all props and respect to it because I ride for this town that I live in and call home. I host that with my best friends, my man Tatum 216, my man Lunchbox 2099. It comes out every week, just about every week. We have taken some time off recently because it's the holidays. It's lovely. I also host a Great British Bake Off podcast called Creme Patissier, spelled with a K because, you know, crunchy. It's the brand. You know, we brand.
Sir Solace?
can we get the Delvin pronunciation? Delvin.
What did he just say?
Nope. I don't know. Cream something.
I'm literally saying, you cannot take it another exit. It's Creme Patissier. I have a music podcast that I don't do as often as I would like to, but it is pretty dope. It's called a podcast. I've been doing all these shows for a mighty long time. Nice. And I enjoy all of them. The music podcast is more of a music from a kind of a historical bent, the history of our own lives, but also the history of the music itself. So it's real fun when I do it. I already have an idea loaded up, but it's probably not going to come out until February. And of course, Delvin pops on those all the time. So it's good to have him on there and do the dang thing. I'm a father of two. I got two boys. I got my lady Vanessa, who taught me how to edit. So everything you see that I can do, and I'm telling you right now, I'll be working magic behind the edit board sometimes, especially this past week. This Stage Crunchy Milk just came out. I had to fix some things that Chalfie's end gave up on. You would never know it. I'm out here making magic happen on the boards, and it's kind of dope, and I kind of love that I'm able to do it. I am a gamer. I have everything over there right now. So Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, the PC here plays pretty well. I am a vinyl collector. I have a pretty substantial collection of records just over here to my right. So huge hip hop head par excellence. I'm really, really, really into music. That Tayrell 713 used to be the MC name that I used to walk around with. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how that, because like all black people, at some point we all went to college and rapped because we couldn't help ourselves.
Delvin didn't.
You say all of them, but Delvin didn't do that. He claims that it's fake.
Delvin definitely rapped, and we know it.
Yeah. Those are lies.
We don't know it.
We don't know it. That's lies.
It's stolen power. Stolen cred over here, Mr. Delvin.
The white side of Dev would let him rap.
First and foremost. All right.
Oh, you're not from the dome?
You write poetry.
Dev was in the coffee shop. Snap it.
Destiny fan fiction.
Damn straight.
When they go high, you go low.
Deaf poetry slam. That's where I'm at.
Wow.
Shit, forgot about that.
Oh man. Nah, but my man, when Chalfie quit out on Games We Don't Play, he was like, "I'm about to start some new shit. Are you down to, you know, ride shotgun with me?" And I was like, "For sure," because that's the homie, and we've been down since. And so I ride shotgun in the caddy. It's lovely. Yep. I get on that show. I just get to be talent. I don't have to edit anything. I show up.
Yeah.
We chat. It's lovely.
And just so everyone knows, T rides shotgun. Donnie and Dev, you guys are in the back, but you actually get window seats because Delvin always sits on the hump.
Absolutely not.
So even when there's
no actually seat, Delvin is he's on the hood. All right. He's like riding, holding on for dear life.
I'd rather be in the motherfucking trunk
than be in between. Nah, too many speakers.
I will go deaf.
Damn. All right, I'm gonna pass it over to my homie Donnie. Donnie, you get 2 minutes because you talk way too much, and this is my show.
Listen, you're in luck because I'm on vacation. I didn't want to podcast anyway, so I wasn't planning to come and talk
about it. I don't want to hear about basketball. I don't want to hear about fucking wrestling. None of that.
Hear about the Nets, baby. Hold on, did the Pistons win?
No.
Oh, no, wait. So no. Have people gotten their free wings yet?
Ooh. But our Browns are up 34-14.
Oh my gosh, they're up substantial, and I was watching off in, on another monitor.
Yeah,
I
saw the Jets score.
I saw the Jets score that seven on a pick six, and I was like, "You sons of!" So yeah, I had to turn it off. I was like, "I can't have this on."
No. Adam Joe's got it. And T, if you didn't know, I also claim Cleveland's my home. I kind of grew up there in Columbus when I was younger for some time.
I lived in Cleveland for quite some time, and I have a lot of family from Cleveland. I don't claim it. I'm not claiming it. But my family is from Cleveland.
I am a Browns fan. I own many Browns jerseys and Cavs and all that shit. So that's unfortunate. I ride hard for Cleveland from Stoyer Avenue.
I like Bone Thugs, and they're from Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true.
East 1-9.
Yeah, left side.
Yeah. Detroit is down by one right now.
Now it's definitely
Michael win.
Maybe? Does it finally end? Yeah, maybe. Cleveland's changed a lot since I've been there. It's a lot nicer. It wasn't as nice when I grew up there.
It is consistently a town that's growing. So, you know what I'm saying? I do love it for that.
Donnie said it's less urban.
No, I did not. And I took my family there. I took my kids there, and we went and drove through the Stockyards. The Stockyards still pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, what's the Stockyards? Brooklyn, I mean, Hines, aside from probably being literal Stockyards.
Hood, you know? Old Stockyards.
I lived in Maple Heights. And I've never seen no Stockyards.
Mm. Oh, my man, aunt used to stay in Maple, so I'm with you on that. So that's cool.
Okay.
Up by 20. Respect.
Dude, I'm not doing anything. I haven't been doing anything. I've been playing games. I've been enjoying the time off. I really have. Mm-hmm. Just honestly, just not having to either play something or pay attention to play something or to talk about on a podcast or be preparing anything or preparing notes. And I've been really detached from just social media and Discord and gaming news and everything. So this break has been wonderful for the mental game. I've just been playing games and having fun and just doing it for myself, doing it for my own enjoyment, not really thinking about it too much. We had Christmas. Christmas was just kind of thrown through a loop for the third year in a row. My daughter was sick on Christmas.
Oh, damn.
She got the flu, influenza A. She tested for 2 days before Christmas. And that sucked because my aunt and uncle, who haven't been to my home in like 7 years, were going to come see us. And we had to cancel all plans.
Yeah.
So damn, we had Christmas from home. But in fashion with this podcast, Jack got his presents. I got Jack a record player, a couple records. He got the Tupac album. We got the Chili Peppers album, Fleetwood Mac and Nirvana. And
nice eclectic mix.
It's staples.
His record player didn't work.
Damn. So
I had to overnight him a replacement like the next day.
Right. Now, was this one of the all-in-one types? Or
yeah, it's like a little suitcase record player.
Yeah. He wanted
to get into vinyl, and I think he wants it more for decoration than anything else. He wanted to like to hang them up on the wall and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was playing it.
What was supposed to do?
I think I threw him for a loop when I was like, you can't like skip tracks and shit, man. Like, you just kind of like play the record.
I mean, you can. You just gotta learn how to drop a needle.
Yeah, but no, like he was pressing like the track button. I was like,
that's not how this works. he's like, it's not a big CD. No.
He wanted the Tupac album and another one.
Which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
Is it one you can say the name of?
I don't remember because you guys remember when I bought it. I bought it like 3 months ago. I don't remember. It's the cover's black. That helps. The all black album.
That's all.
Sounds like All Eyes on Me.
That's what I was thinking. He wanted another one, and I remember I told you guys I wasn't gonna get it. It was like $80. Like, I'm not paying $80 for an album, for a record. That's too much.
What Tupac album costs $80?
I want to say it's Kendrick Lamar, but I'm not sure. But he had two on his list. He wanted something Tupac, or he actually had three. He wanted Tupac, Biggie, and Kendrick Lamar. I was like, all right, I'm gonna get one of these. Mm-hmm. I got Tupac. It was like $25. The other one, Kendrick Lamar, was like $80. Mm-hmm. I was like, absolutely not.
Oh. You know, for like starter setups, I would recommend, because I know even T has mentioned this to me too, like hit up your local like Walmart or Target.
That's where I got these from. I got these from Target.
Yeah, good.
I love a pod called Cast, because I love Tribe, and I would love to get him one of those as well. You know, start small. I can't be showering him gifts all on Christmas. One per holiday.
Space it out. Bumper Holiday when he hits you up for Arbor Day and he's like, where's my Arbor Day album?
Yeah. I love the Nirvana Black album and I do really like the new Chili Peppers album. So I was like, those are cheap. I was like, I get two of those. Those are really for me, but he likes that music too. And then his mom blessed Fleetwood with Mac. And I was like, we can just get that and he'll have some records to spin.
I'm assuming the Rumors album.
I almost bought the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album yesterday.
It's gold.
You
it's
all to.
Gold. Yeah, it's gold. The Target is the Target like one is gold.
It, shit looks nice.
It's a special Target thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I was like,
well, that's what I was suggesting the Target because I love the different color vinyls. So that's where I kind of keep an eye on that because I don't
You know, I have that special edition Last of Us LP that we could give a spin to. I've never opened it, but it's over there on the shelf. I can take it out and let them see it as well.
Yeah, because I want to pick up Nevermind, and Target has a copy that's like on silver vinyl. So I'm like, oh, nice.
I love that Nirvana Black album. It came out when I was in high school, and it's like, you know, greatest hits. And
it's got, I have that one too. That's a goodie.
It's got the special release track. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So I like that a lot.
So that's it, man. I've been watching shows and Christmas movies and doing the stuff and like just hanging with the fam, you know, like just kind of chilling. We've been getting everybody back to health. I've started to feel a little sick. I'm not sure if like, I think I'm like fighting it off, but like, because she had the flu, we're all kind of on flu watch. It's like, who's next?
Who's going to fall?
All of my ladies' family is now sick, but they got like poopy vomit sick. Yeah. I'm sick, but I got what feels like just like a cold. I tested negative. So it seems to be just a cold. I got a bit of a scratchy throat. I was super feverish last night. Like it was bad, but I'm a bit Christmas sick myself. It's being out in these streets, man.
I'm on duty this week. New Year's events and everything that's in the city. I'm on call. Yeah. They're going to go pack up and go to their in-laws and have like brisket and shit this weekend. And I'm going to be here by myself. So I can't go. Cause I'm supposed to stay within an hour of the city.
Brisket.
So I don't know how you guys did. Well, I know how Delvin did for Christmas. Delvin's Christmas is better than any Christmas I've ever fucking had. And I'm not talking about Delvin's Christmas little. I'm talking about Delvin's Christmases now. As a 68-year-old man, his Christmases is better than any Christmas I've ever had.
It's the truth.
My Christmas wasn't that great. You know what I got? I got a lot of gifts that were like gifts for other people. And what I mean by that was, like, I got like a gift card to take everybody out to eat. And I got a gift card to like order everybody else in. I was like, man, my gifts really are about giving back. It's about sharing with the family.
Give back to the community.
That ain't right.
It's like these are communal gifts, and that's I'm being facetious. Not quite. I did get a couple gifts, but like, yeah. So like, you know what I'm gonna do with one of my gift cards this weekend by myself? I'm going to steakhouse by my motherfucking self.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, good idea.
Support it.
I'm gonna get the most expensive porterhouse on the menu and take pictures. I can't believe they're just leaving me. They're like, bye, Dad.
Like, yeah, I know, need to do something with one of your gift cards to fix Delvin's goddamn webcam.
Right. He's not even here now. Like, he left, came in, and now he's just a ghost.
He's just lost in space.
I'm dead.
This is Delvin from the afterlife. He's in purgatory. Podcast purgatory.
Yeah, you know he's there. You can hear him. Let's see, on my end, man, this since the last time we recorded, this December is like, it's been nuts. I'll kind of work in reverse. We just got home like yesterday. We went to Palm Springs, just did like a little quick overnight trip and just had a real good time. We did like a little bit of a hike, small hike up to like a waterfall. That was a ton of fun. We fully dressed like we weren't ready to go hiking, but more to go to like a concert. It was just like cooking jeans and Vans because you know how we do out here.
That's exactly how we do.
Yeah, just not ready for it, but it was a simple hike. And then we ate at a really good place called Tequila, and that food was fucking delicious, and their cocktails were amazing.
What was it called?
Tequila,
Is it tequila?
But it's like a play on it, and it's like the Tequila Falls area, I think is what it's called. So it's a play on
the whole thing, then.
Yeah. So
a girl I used to date.
You know what makes it funnier? It's like it's this fucking hiding this voice out there. Like,
right. Yeah, we didn't even think he's there. Yeah,
it's like the voice of God.
All right, seriously. But yeah, their cocktails were delicious, and then my wife and I were able to like ditch the kids for a minute, and we went to like a little tiki bar, and then the next day had like a fantastic like brunch at this place called Farm, where we had like eggs Benedict over like crab cakes.
Sophie got that money.
Right?
Yeah. Every time I hear this show, it's just like him explaining to you what he ate for the last 2 weeks.
What he ate, what he drank, what concerts he's been to.
Another thing, we got these drinks. And margaritas over here.
I had a key lime pie morning breakfast cocktail.
I got this steak that they cut out of the mother, and they lit it on fire. You know, it's like, they cook this shit under the sun, under the world's most expensive fucking magnifying glass.
No, but the magnifying glass is made of diamond. You know,
I don't want to say Chalfie's embezzling money, but Chalfie might be
something's going on. Something doesn't add up. You're a principal
having cars delivered and shit.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, all this on a principal salary in California.
Sus. Hey, don't worry about it. Sus. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Emergency
and this
meeting.
Is our last live show.
Emergency meeting.
Why make it not?
He's like, and Donnie will never be invited again.
Zero. No, and then what else did we do? We went ATV riding yesterday too. That was a ton of fun.
God damn.
Because that was
IRS like is fun. Here. We've counted him. He's
telling everything.
But before that, so then my birthday just passed. I'm not as old as Delvin yet, but
nobody
you know,
else.
Nobody is.
Nobody's on the damn ark with Moses.
Shit, for real. But I'm gonna kind of rush through them real quick. I did an episode with T on Stay's Crunchy and Milk. That was like a ton of fun. Wrapped up this half of the school year before winter break, and that kind of ties in with my good to great as well. This was like really neat. This right before winter break, and actually having my birthday during the. Usually I'm like already on break by the time we get to my birthday.
Dude, I saw your birthday on Facebook, and I was gonna wish you happy birthday, and then I remembered that I think I did it last year, and you were like, "Motherfucker, it's not my birthday." Facebook.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm not gonna wish him happy birthday. And here he is. He's like, it was my birthday. When is your birthday, Chalfie?
December 20th. But yeah, I think when you said like it was my birthday like in fucking April or something, I was like,
I don't remember.
Yeah. I actually never used my Facebook, so then when I got in, I couldn't get in. It was like all hacked and fucking had like 2,000 followers or friends or whatever. I was like, nope, this ain't me.
China.
So I was able to get that cleared up. And then I had one of the like funnest weekend, and not fun. Like my wife and I go do fun shit all the time, but this was more like fun in a different way. A couple weekends back, you know, I love going to concerts. So I did a concert, picked up my son early. We went up to LA and we were going to go see Danny Brown do this very small concert at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So Hollywood Forever Cemetery, if you've ever been there or ever seen it like in movies, it's like the big statues with like, you know, Ramones and shit like that. It's a cool spot to go to. But so we went up, we ate over at the Grove, which has like an open like sort of food market area. And then my son was just like, oh, we got time. Can we drive up to the Hollywood sign? And I was like, you're not going to see shit, but we can go. So it was just kind of like he's been really interested in like seeing shit and figuring shit out, like how do we get here, how do we get there, like navigating, because he's on the verge of getting ready to drive type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're driving through the Hollywood Hills, kind of going through stuff, and it was just really funny because he's like, this is just like GTA. It's like when you make this turn and you make that turn.
Oh, yeah.
yeah and I was dude, like no fucking
that's
totally.
One of my favorite things about playing GTA 5 is that it feels like
so
home.
Good
like, legit yeah,
the familiarity
like
is there.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I blame Delvin.
Well, so I got it. You got it. Go ahead, ride out, D.
Oh, well, shoot. Let's get, I guess let's go to what T. What's your good? Great.
Oh, yeah. So I was about to wrap you up about Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So Christmas was wild this year. Okay. So here's how Christmas normally works. I'm a super traditionalist. I like having traditions set for my kids and me. And it's been that way forever. You know what I'm saying? So once I got divorced, my wife would take the kids on Christmas Eve. I would take the kids on Christmas. So Christmas Eve, me and Vanessa would open gifts. Out of nowhere, Vanessa's mom was just like, Christmas in my house, Christmas Eve this year. And I'm like, the fuck? Why? And Vanessa's like, oh, she just does stuff different. And I'm like, no, she doesn't do stuff different. It's been like this.
I feel like I'm listening
years.
To myself.
I'm saying it's been like this for 10 years. You have just pulled something out of your hat that's just strange to me. So now my kids are going to be at their in-laws. Me and Vanessa are going to be at her mom's house. And I'm like, this just throws everything for a wrench. But it's a great time. I love Christmas. I love going to mom's house. I made mac and cheese because they always like my mac and cheese. So now I make it for them. And I go kicks over there. It's a great time. It truly is. And my kid eventually just was like, their grandma was on some bullshit, so they left and came through because my kid's old enough, you know what I'm saying, to drive. So he was like,
what do you do with your mac and cheese?
I mean, with me, what do I do?
Exactly. How do you make
it? Tell me about
this
famous mac and cheese. Yeah, like what is it?
It's just baked macaroni and cheese. I make a nice bechamel. I use anywhere from 7 to 8 different types of cheese, depending on what I'm feeling up, feeling froggy with. You know what I'm saying? Got you. And I hook it, and they have come to really appreciate it. So I have to make it for every holiday that I attend with them. So it's relatively nice. And I always do, because that's my people. So I'm saying I love it. And I love kicking with them. And it was nice, but it's just like it throws everything off. So then I'm like, okay, that just means we're all opening gifts on Christmas Day. But then her sister is like, no, on Christmas Day, I'm going to have brunch over here for her dad. Because of course, Vanessa's parents are divorced. So I'm like, you've just made chaos out of my Christmas situation. So as it turns out, Christmas Day, I was the first one up. I came downstairs. I turned on Spotify on my TV and threw on my Christmas playlist and just kind of sat there and vibe, man. And just as this Christmas came on, Donny Hathaway, the only version of this Christmas that gets respect, my son hit the bottom of the stairs. I'm like, well, Tom, sir, my oldest son. And we just kind of kicked it and bullshit until the rest of the family woke up and we opened gifts. It truly was lovely. Everybody seemed to like what they got, and I'm glad about that because I was worried about it because I do, you know what I'm saying? I try to take care of my family, but I still be like, oh man, I hope I did right by them, and seemingly I did. And of course, I'm saying if you're watching the video, I'm rocking my Christmas crown because in my house we do, you know, the old school European Christmas crackers, and they're a delight. We're doing it live, people. And because we're doing it live, sometimes things mess up. And so we have to fix them.
And the host just leaves and quits. Just like, all right, you guys take it over. Closes everything.
Yeah, that's my life.
Trust me, if it had to happen, it was very important. So we just we respect it and we leave it be. But y'all, like I said, we're just wrapping up. I was telling you about the Christmas. Like I said, I think I did pretty good by my family. I definitely did good by my lady. My lady was wild shocked by the things I got for her. And I'll just brag a little bit. So, okay, here we're gonna bounce back to Christmas.
I'm gonna do the same thing that you did. Mine is the same thing as yours. So,
back to Christmas Eve, right quick. I'm over there, and even though I'm not married, I've been with my lady for forever. We might as well be married. So I'm gonna call the guy, my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law Steve's like, hey man, have you played Super Mario RPG? And I'm like, Steve, man, be cool, bro. And he keeps coming back and talking about it. I'm like, come on, bro, be cool, because. Super Mario RPG is one of the gifts I got Vanessa, and I don't really need it being discussed right here because she's gonna be unwrapping it in just a few hours. Chill out, B. And he just could not get it, and then he finally was like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, Steve, man, I love that dude. He's a really great
Shut
guy.
The fuck up, he's Steve.
He simply was not picking up the hints I'm trying to give him. But I got my lady Super Mario RPG. I got her. Final Fantasy, my super Final Fantasy hit. So I got her Final Fantasy 16, and I got her the fancy version. Well,
16, that's a good one, right? The Devil May Cry one? That's a good one.
I don't play Final Fantasy. She plays Final Fantasy.
I love this even more. This is getting better by the day.
So
you're going to fit in great here.
Yeah, so I got her that, and I went to Lush. So Lush is dope for... Yo, I don't know. Look,
Lush is the spot.
Not everybody's down for bathing, but those who do know that Lush make the best bath bombs in the game. People shower, but people don't bathe. You know what I'm saying? Some people are weird about baths. They're like, I feel like I'm sitting in my own filter, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, just soak in the tub for a little bit. Get up and take a shower. Rinse yourself. Yes. But they make the best bath bombs.
If I had that tick in my head that I was like, I can't sit in my own filth, I would shower and get clean and then take a bath.
I usually soak in the tub, you know what I'm saying, kick it for a little bit.
I've done that too. Myself, I've done that before.
And then get up and just rinse off, you know, take a shower.
I've definitely done a shower that turned into a bath. That's definitely happened.
Just took a seat, was like, never mind.
It's like you're standing there and you're like, what am I doing?
That's a good idea.
So I got everybody. I got the whole family some nice bath bombs and some stuff from Lush, and she was really like I can't believe you remembered and blah blah blah. And I'm like, I know what's going on over here. Relax. And I was talking on Stage Crunchy Milk the other week, how I like doing like these weird traditions, like I said, these Christmas crackers or other like weirdly British things.
Reese's.
For my, I mean, they're British. I mean, no, they're
Christmas
not.
These crackers, look at this shit. They brought me all the way here just to do this.
But I like traditions. I like having traditions. And so I like, you know, getting the stockings full of like random, like British and Japanese treats. And I go to World Market. It might be, I think it's called Cost Plus in some places, but it's called World Market around my neck of the woods. And so I went there to go get the kids' little and Vanessa's little stocking stuffers and shit. And Les is right three doors down. If I'm going to one, I'm going to the other. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good vibe. Nice. Like I said, I think I took care of the family pretty okay this go around. I was very happy about it. And it's like a super nice Christmas. I love Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I, oddly enough, not religious in the least. But so I don't look at it like this is the birth of Jesus. No, none of that. It's just a good time of the year to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? With my family, give them a little something if I can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I agree.
And I could this go around. I was okay enough to make sure everybody got some pretty decent gifts. My kid, my oldest, he wanted a car stereo. I'm saying he has this car he drives around that he wanted to replace the stereo with something newer that has CarPlay and stuff available on it. And so he got that and he loves it. He says it works well. So I'm like, dope. My youngest was just like, I want, what did he want? Spider-Man on PlayStation 5, Spider-Man 2. And so I copped him that. And I got him the Bluey game because he's 16 years old, but he really fuck with Bluey, and I fuck with Bluey. So I was like,
Bluey's the goat.
Bluey is great. Awesome. If you ain't watched Bluey, you should watch Bluey.
I have.
It's a way better show. I'm telling you right now.
I will not.
You think that? It's like, Johnny, it's so well written.
He's not watching Bluey. It's not going to happen.
I don't even know of it.
It's so well written. It's insane fantastic. How good it is.
It. The same Teletubbies in my mind.
So
same,
I was like,
same difference.
So no. I had to, I was like, I got to give him this Bluey game. He'll never expect it. It'll be hilarious. And sure as shit, I did. And of course, he was like, oh, no, you brought me a Bluey game. I was like, hell yeah, I did. So, like, so just bullshit like that, man. And a real great time. Like I said, I was salty about Christmas Eve getting flipped. And then Christmas, because then I had to go. That means I had to leave my house twice, man. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Nobody trying to do that. One of them days, I'm trying to just sit here.
F that noise.
But alas, it is what it is, man. That's what it is to be a divorced parent. You know what I'm saying? My ex-wife passed away some years ago, which is some more tea information y'all get to have in this life. So my kids are always, you know, I try to make sure that my kids are involved with her side of the family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So they're not, you know, out on that. Like, no, be a part of that. Make sure you know your people because them your people. But their grandma was on one this year, and I was very disappointed in her. And I was like, oh, that's wild. So it's something. We'll go with that.
Yeah, we're going to have a talk. After New Year's, you and I get together, we have to have a chat about how things go around here.
But please, man, you know what I'm saying? Lay it out there. But to everybody, how did y'all guys' Christmas go? Assuming everybody celebrated, you know what I'm saying? How did it go down for y'all? How did you feel you did? How do you think, just in general, how do you feel about it? Did it work to your liking? Ooh, that was so close to an interception. Sorry.
Mine was sick, right? So we were all home. Now, the other two on the show know what I'm about to get into, but you do not. So I'm going to save this for just a moment, but I will say that I love all your family things because I'm the same. I very much want to wake up and I want to stay home on Christmas. And to me, Christmas is waking up with me and mine at my house. And that conflicts with my mother-in-law greatly because she sees herself as the mother hen of the entire family. And she thinks the entire family is going to wake up at her house. And we have had, it's been a conditioning experiment to condition her otherwise.
Yeah.
To where she has had to like learn that like this ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You may lord over everybody else. They may be scared of y'all, but it's not me. Y'all, your daughter married the wrong one. Because I'm like, you make all those plans. We will not be there. I will show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at best. Because we were doing things at her home. My daughter was sick and like really sick. She was 102.3 fever for like 2 days.
Damn.
So she was bad. Yeah, it was really bad. So I have pitched for years this idea of early Christmas. And the idea behind it is, it's not that like I love giving presents early, but I do. But the idea behind it is we get days off of work for Christmas. right? So instead of dedicating a day for Christmas that you normally do, like this year it was Monday, right, which was a day off. What if we did it early, like on the weekend? And like the idea is, instead of all that time that you spend opening gifts, cleaning up and everything on Monday, you just do it on Sunday, and all of a sudden it's like a free day. You've got an extra day on Monday. This year, because my daughter was sick and we had to cancel all of our plans anyway, this was the year I was like, listen, why? Because my wife hates this idea. And I was like, listen, if there was ever a time to do it, now is the time. I'm telling you, listen to me. Early Christmas. Let's do it on Sunday. We'll make our daughter feel better. She feels terrible. She's got the flu. Let's open them up early. We'll do it Sunday. And then Monday, we can all chill. We can wake up whenever we want to. I'm going to make a big breakfast. Like, we're going to do whatever we want on Monday. And then we'll also have Tuesday, because for both my wife and I, we were both off Monday, Tuesday from our jobs this year. So we did early Christmas. We opened up everything on Sunday morning. We're a day ahead of the rest of the world. It was just us in our own thing. We weren't taking pictures. We weren't sharing. We weren't Facebooking. It wasn't about any of that. It was just us doing Christmas. Our daughter, we brought her out. We risked the flu. And we're like, okay, we're not going to do Christmas the unique room. You're going to come sit in here with all of us. We're going to do Christmas. We did Christmas. And I also like this idea. I think this idea is really good because the kids got to enjoy their presents, you know, as opposed to like Christmas and we like pack it all up and clean it all up and all that. It's like, no. We didn't do any of that on Sunday. The house was a complete wreck. It was a mess. And it was like, don't worry about it. We have more time. Right. So we opened up everything on Sunday. And then we had Monday to clean everything up. And I did make a big breakfast. I did fried potatoes and biscuits and gravy and bacon and eggs. It's one of my favorite traditions. I love cooking breakfast on Christmas. Like, honestly, all holidays, Halloween, Christmas, every holiday where we're together, I love making breakfast. My wife does dinner. The best I can do is to do breakfast and do that for everybody. But I also treated my wife this year, I think, in a major way. I pride myself on my gift-giving abilities. I like trying to listen and interpret things from people throughout the year. I hate giving gift cards. It's all my daughter got this year was gift cards. That's all she wanted. And it pains me to give somebody a gift card because it's like, to me, it's just like lack of effort. Here's zero effort. Here's some money. You know, it's just like, I like being able to almost convey to people. It's like, hey, I care. I listen. I'm in tune with you. And I got this gift and I was thinking about you. And I pride myself on that. And this year, my wife, I got her the Barbie movie. She's been dying to see. I got her the Taylor Swift record, like the album to play on the record player that she didn't see coming. I got her her own stocking. I got her Sony earbuds. I got her a brand new kitchen pan cooking set. And they're like the fancy shit. It's like ceramic with like wood handles. It's all very pretty. Yeah. And then I got her from Macy's these brand new fucking kitchen knives. And not like a box of knives, like four boxes of knives that are all like polka dot and shit. And they're like green and pink and purple. And they've got stripes and shit. I'm like, they're really nice. And I got to
make sure you store them in the microwave.
I got them. Exactly. Hey, man, they're safe up there. I got them all. I got the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle. So she had gift upon gift upon gift. She was opening presents all morning. She's like, Jesus. She's like, I was like, hey, you know, because it's just throughout the year, you know, I would see something and I'd be like, I know she hates our knives. Our knives are dull. I know she hates our pans. Our pans are old. You know, like I remember one time she was listening to music on a speaker and I was like, and I think our daughter was like, why don't you listen to like on AirPods like everybody else? And she's like, I don't have AirPods. Yeah. So like all along the way, I'm just like sitting there filing little notes. I'm like, we're going to fix that. I do the same thing with her dad. Every year I buy her dad's presents. Her dad's notoriously hard to shop for because he buys himself everything. And I got him all of his gifts this year. And I think I did well as well because he's always transporting either his boat or his four wheeler. So I got him these ratchet straps. Yeah. Have you guys ever done the ratchet straps where you file the thing and you crank it? I know, see, Dev, I didn't think Dev knew what the fuck I was talking about. What about you other two? Yeah, ratchet straps, right?
Yeah.
So ratchet straps, Dev, are things you use straps to tie things to a trailer, like a car or a bulldozer or a four-wheeler. And you have to, like, thread this thing through, and it's a pain in the ass. Well, I found these ratchet straps now that are, like, automatic. Like, you literally press a button and they zip up. Oh, that's
great.
Yeah. So I got him a whole set of those. I also got him a thermometer that's Bluetooth because he loves to smoke. So he can like Bluetooth his stuff like from his phone. He can monitor all of the meat smoking. And then I got him a knife. It's a razor blade knife that has a magazine like a gun. and like you literally load it like a gun, like a magazine, and like a 9mm, like a clip, and you launch the thing in there, and it does blades through that like a gun does. So I like, again, I pride myself on my gift giving ability. So that would definitely be my good to great. I hope he likes it this weekend. I will not be there to see him open it as my family is leaving me behind, but I'm sure he will like them. And I, of all the things he said about me, both positive and negatively through the years, my father-in-law is that guy. T, I'm gonna catch you up here. Yeah. He's a retired colonel, lives in the mountains, owns his own land. He is that dude, Southern Louisiana guy. So it was a culture shock for his daughter to bring home this smart ass kid from Cleveland.
Yeah.
And we've rubbed heads and butted heads and stuff through along the way, but we definitely love each other. I think I've earned his respect.
Very good.
But, last year, after I gave him a gift, he had mentioned just in passing to his family that I heard him in the room. He was like, Donnie gives the best gifts. And I like took such good, you know, like it means so much to me because I forgot what I got him last year. I think I was got like, it was a really nice like Bluetooth speaker setup for his boat.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to listen to music. He told me he wanted to listen to music on his boat, but his speakers didn't work. So we fixed it. And I got him like Bluetooth speakers that could connect together. So you could have multiple ones at different places. And I showed him how to do it.
Nice.
Yeah. So like, I really like being able to pick up on those hints and try to fill in the gaps. And I did it this year for the wife. And I know she was swooning. She was like, this is incredible. I don't think she was expecting anything like it. So
yeah.
Good year on my part.
Very nice.
Well done. Nice.
Yeah. My good to great Christmas was, it was good. We, this year has been a stressful year for us. Christmas is always hard because it is basically the anniversary of my mom's passing.
Yeah.
So Christmas always just takes a toll. I've been feeling just like shitty about Christmas for the last couple of years, just because of everything that goes into it. So this year we did to make it really easy. We're like, all right, this is what we're going to do for Christmas as far as gifts are going to go. You're going to do something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read. So just making it really simple. So that's what we did. The kids picked out books that they wanted, just basically gave us a list. And so we were able to get pretty much everything on their list and make it really nice for them, as well as all kind of little stocking stuffers and things of that nature. Me and my wife did the same thing. So I was able to get her a book that she was looking for, was able to get her a gift card to this place called Aerie, which is like, I guess, the female version of American Eagle Outfitter or whatnot, because they have all of these different sweaters and socks and things that she likes from there. The one thing that I got her that she wasn't expecting and didn't see coming was these charm bracelets that she's been asking for. So like you said, just listening to the little hints or whatnot and taking notes, I was able to get her that, and she was really happy about that. And she's been on this retro kick lately, so she really wanted a cassette deck like wallet. So I was able to get her one of those. Yeah. It's a little small wallet that looks just like a cassette deck or
whatever. There we go. So, I was not putting two to two together, my guy.
Yeah. She's been really into that. She actually created these women like affirmation cards that come in a box that looks like a cassette tape.
Nice.
And it also links to like a Spotify playlist that she created.
Nice.
To go along.
I tried getting Jack in the cassettes instead of the albums.
Yeah.
I was like, you're getting on the ground floor, like before it's too late. Get the tapes now.
I haven't even seen tapes sold anywhere. I didn't even realize they were selling tapes again, which is just
were they not across the room. I would show you the large stack of cassettes I have.
Yeah.
That is just insane.
That's next. You know, that's just next. About, once the just album about everything, goes through.
Yeah. Just about every new Nas. I have like King's Disease on tape. I have several Run the Jewels on tape. They all just drop a tape. Usually, yeah. I know it's wild to me, but it's like I usually get them just because I'm like, it's just nostalgia. And over here in a very nice leather box with a little metal plate is the purple tape, you know what I'm saying? Only built for Cuban Link. So I have a very nice one of those sitting over yonder. So I bought
a Walkman just for, like, I have a Walkman.
Vanessa got me a Walkman.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought it for my Roadrunner so I can put it in my car and it looks like a tape deck display.
Dick. Yeah, she got me the tape deck a few years back, and also a boombox that still plays cassettes. So the problem is they don't build cassette decks like they used to, and like they're made super cheap, so they're not as quality as they could be. Mm. But I like having them, and every now and again I like to hear that little hiss.
Yeah, that is nostalgic to get that little Even when Jack's playing the records, I like the static and the pops and stuff. It's nice to hear.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited. I feel like I'm gonna have some influence on your kid's record situation here in the very near future. And okay. So it's gonna happen. We're gonna get you all kinds of lessons about vinyl and the and stylus and
so forth. I feel like Cadillac every episode is a lesson in vinyl.
That's true.
That is true.
Y'all don't have the link, but yeah, it'll be discussed here shortly. So. But that's dope. I like that you managed to you know the what'd you say, something you want, something you need, something to wear, something you want,
something to read. Yeah, that's really cool.
I like that y'all set that up, and everybody kind of has an idea of like, okay, that's I don't know. I think that's super fun. And again, I love setting traditions, and so that's nice that you guys are like, all right, we're going to try this out, and if it worked, cool, and so forth. I'm so sorry that Christmas makes you have sad memories. But I hope as time goes on, it'll become, I don't know, a happier time for you and your family. Because
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, yeah.
This is only like year three. But my mom also loved Christmas, so it's just like everything kind of coming together at once. But
yeah, for sure, for sure.
Time, heals all wounds, they say. So eventually,
that is a bullshit. Crush your boy, okay? Again, like I said, my father's been gone now for 13 years. My children's mom passed away 8 years ago, and no, it's a lie. But you just get better with dealing with it. You'll get better with dealing with it.
Her mom passed away a couple years before my mom, and then her grandmother the year after. So it's just been a lot of loss.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it somewhat felt like it was recently, like every year.
Yeah.
They were kind of
far too much. And that's why I was telling you that my mother-in-law is some bullshit. Her father passed away this year. Now for years it has been her and her sister. And the kids all together ever since and of course their father ever since the kid's mom passed away. And this year she didn't invite her sister over. And basically was like, "Oh, dad's not here no more. I'm not inviting you over no more."
Damn.
Cold blooded.
And I was my like, grandmother passed. I've got my mom's side of the family. She had seven sisters and a brother.
Yeah.
And when my grandmother passed. They all kind of went their own separate ways.
That is so sad.
That's bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah. And so my kids went over to their Aunt Tammy's house on Christmas Day. Eventually, like I said, we were everywhere these last few days, the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But I'm sad that it had to be that way. But the kids were like, going forward, just we'll make sure to go see Aunt Tammy on Christmas Day. And I'm like, well, that's dope of you. I'm proud of you for seeing that and knowing that and being more mature than your grandma, who clearly is not. Sin of the damn shame.
That's because you raised them right.
I'm attempting to, sir. I like I said, I'm hopeful that I'm doing a good job.
That sounds like you are.
Yeah,
I'm terrified. My daughter has just started driving, and she's about 18 months away from graduating, and then she'll be off to college, and I don't feel like she's any way ready to like leave. I'm like, oh my god, like what are you going to do if you actually like leave the neighborhood for more than a week? You need to be close by. Like I am terrified.
We shall see. We shall see, man. Devil man, what'd you do for Christmas, bro?
Nah, we're not discussing that.
Just got showered with gifts. Wow. PCs after handhelds, after games, and statues, an Iron Man mask, just like women lining up to give this man fucking presents.
I feel like if I discuss what I got for Christmas and what I gave out,
this man got more for Christmas than we all collectively gave our kids.
Oh my god!
Wow,
he's not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Yeah, it's the truth. Thousands of dollars were spent on this man.
It's okay. That's okay. If you do,
what the fuck is gold coin? Ain't no gold coin.
Stolen valor.
I had a very good Christmas, and I gave a very good Christmas to some people.
I trust as much, sir.
I will say that. I'd rather not say what I got because.
Go ahead and brag. A lot. Flex.
Absolutely. Good. I'm going
to crush the world.
Hold on. Without you putting too much out there, how did you do by her, though? This is y'all first Christmas as a couple. Y'all ain't been together that long.
Oh, so she did great. She made it like a bandit.
Yeah, purse is full of cash again.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, she got I could tell her gifts.
Yeah,
I got her a pair of red bottoms.
That's enough. So that's enough right there.
Okay, right, nephew. Exactly. Right? I see you out there, baby.
Huh? Yeah, got our pair of red bottoms and a purse to go with them.
Okay.
Purse of?
No, it wasn't money in it.
Oh, wow.
I'm
shocked.
The cost of the purse was well enough.
There was money in it.
look, yeah, exactly. It was
money in it. Reds.
I will put it to you this way. If you know the brand Red Bottoms,
I do not.
It's a matching purse to go with the Red Bottoms.
You don't know Christian Louboutin?
I have no idea what this is.
They're very, 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 very expensive shoes. They're called Red Bottoms because, of course, Christian Louboutin, his little signature is that they are painted red at the bottom of the shoe.
Got it.
And they're very fancy, very high end.
Like my Chucky doll.
Apparently, gotcha. Yeah, pretty much. It's like a man's Chucky doll.
No, his Chucky doll has red bottoms on his shoes.
Red bottom, yeah.
What the hell, Delvin?
That's the only thing I thought of. You're like, the bottom of the shoes are red. I was like, 100% I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to guess his screen is busted. He can't see that.
We'll go with that.
I wasn't paying attention to that, yeah.
Blips and bloops. It's like he's watching on Atari.
I was thinking about the money I was spending. because what I didn't know, which I found out, is apparently because the shoes are so high end, is a thing that you don't mess up the red bottom.
Yeah.
So you have to buy a plastic to go on the bottom of the shoe so the bottom doesn't get scuffed up.
That sounds ridiculous. That's absurd. We're doing too much with shoes these days.
I want to say I saw a TikTok, but it might have been, you know, some anywhere. Somebody showing how to repair red bottoms, how to fix them. if you scrape them up. So it's a repairable situation. Worry not. So
I can't see the thing, and I'm sure you guys will. Often, we talk about shoes on our show, and I often get lambasted for not knowing the shoe game. And trust me, if you want to do the same, let me have it. I'm okay with it. I'm not into the shoe game.
Sir,
you know, my kids wear their shoes to the point where they walk funny because they won't crease the shoe. And you're telling me people putting plastic on the shoe, so the old damn, it's like, how about you just don't wear the fucking shoe then? Like, it's a shoe, man. Like, well, wear the shoe or don't wear the shoe. If you're going to go through these links to not damage the shoe, then don't wear the fucking shoe. This doesn't make any sense to me.
I will get to that. Because she did not have the plastic to put on the bottom of the shoe, she was like, I can't wear the shoe. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I need the little plastic on the bottom of the shoe. Like, what is that?
You know, like on cars, you can get like surfaces or like clear like bras like attached to the car. Maybe we just need to do that with shoes. We need like ceramic coats and shoes so people don't like mess up the shoe.
Those shoes are.
My first thought was why this doesn't come with the shoe in the first goddamn place? Why do I have to buy this?
Good point.
PlayStation didn't come with the memory card because we can sell accessories and make more money.
Facts. Those shoes are for two things: stepping out and looking real fly, and for fucking in.
Basically.
And I trust Delvin will get that. I trust Delvin will get one of those situations taken care of.
Nice.
I almost had both of them taken care of that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But apparently I had to get some goddamn a condom for the shoe. Didn't know that was a thing.
Shoe condom for you too, old man. Don't be out there.
Well, that too, yeah. I gotta get two condoms now.
Delvin Jr.
One for the shoe, one for me.
Oh my god.
You know what? I've got another one, if you allow me.
Oh, please.
Oh, of course.
I was going to save it for our show, but our show is like a week plus away. It might be better for this show. Every year at Christmas, I watch A Christmas Story. I watch all the Christmas movies, right? Christmas Story, filmed in Cleveland, the famous Indeed. Alice, right? Yes. Like, you can go there. Did you guys know there was a sequel?
I did.
Yeah.
Watched the last
I did. Week. I did not watch because I was Hang scared on. To watch it.
When you say that you know that there's a sequel, are you talking about A Christmas Story or A Christmas Story 2?
No.
A Christmas Story 2.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one from, I guess it had to have come out maybe 86, 87, maybe a little bit, a few years mm-hmm. after A Christmas Story. Same guy narrating.
That's what I wanted to say. Are you aware that there is a direct sequel to A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Called A Summer Story.
It came out recently.
No.
No, no. That was
no, 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 no,
about a summer story.
So,
I know there's
there's a Christmas Story, the one we all know and love. Then there's a Christmas Story 2 starring Marv from Home Alone, and it is one of the worst abominations you've ever seen. It's
terrible.
Then there's a Christmas Story, which came out last year or the year before, starring
that's what I was talking about.
There is a direct sequel to A Christmas Story called A Summer Story that has got nothing to do with Christmas that came out in like 1990.
It has the same
narrator. It's written by the same person. Yeah. It stars all the same characters, but they are new actors playing the same roles.
Yep. I've seen it.
So it's the same Ralphie. It's the same dad and everything, but they're just all brand new actors playing those roles.
Yeah.
And
reading those, because, you know, they're books. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, they're books. It's all based off of a book. And I didn't know this because we watched A Christmas Story too, not because we wanted to, because we saw it in like a lineup when we were scrolling, and my wife was like, that looks terrible. And we watched it and it was as terrible. And I was like, how have I never heard of this? So then I looked it up in Wikipedia, and then I found that there's an actual direct sequel. And then we watched that. It's not half bad. It's not nearly as good as the first one by any means, but like, it definitely, because the narrator and the writing is so similar, it definitely feels like a real sequel. And it's this ridiculous story about like this kid, like the Ralphie and his dad going fishing and hating the Bupkis's neighbors and all that jazz. And it's very funny. And
stars Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yeah, it's Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
I definitely pointed him out. I was like, it's the Culkin kid. And it's the mom from Step Brothers and the dad from Beethoven, I think. Blew my mind to see it. I was like, I never knew this. In all these years of watching Christmas Story every year and watch A Christmas Story, and just this, like, there was this like sequel just buried in the past time that I just never saw.
Yeah. Always a good time. Okay. We're just going to brush up against this because I have no idea what I can do with it. But Chalfie put in I don't know if we should go there. I don't know if we should do it. He put in his What Up With That, which is a segment that Chalfie loves. I'm not trying to get canceled. And his What Up With That is,
ooh-wee, what up with that? What up with that? Ooh-wee, what up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that?
What's up with one-armed women? Is that what he wrote?
That's what he wrote.
What?
I don't know.
He told us before we started he wanted to tell us about this one-armed woman. I don't know where it came from.
He literally wrote, "What's up with one-armed ladies?" As if that's something he's bumping into with enough regularity.
Magic City or something? Is this like the club?
Look here, bro. If that's your fetish, that's your thing. Do your thing, bro. I'm not touching that subject with a 10-foot pole.
I saw a TikTok with this woman, no legs, and she was like at the beach and she's like doing arm pull-ups. And I looked at my wife and I was like, I don't know.
Hey, I just want to respect the show. My man's segment. What up with that?
No.
And now we've done that, and I will leave that be.
Chalfie, in an emergency, he had to leave. And somewhere he's saving a woman with one arm.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was foretold, prophecy fulfilled.
Gentlemen, what, if anything, are you guys playing? Just probably since, just over like the last month here, you know what I'm saying? What'd you get into in December? In the realm of video games, please and thank you. Or if you're playing some tabletop shit or something, you know, let me know.
Nerds.
I'll start, because they had a whole lot. Still playing Cyberpunk. I think I'm 110 hours in there into the game. Finished.
I love it so much. I've turned him.
The Phantom Liberty DLC. Finished that, and I'm finally at the final mission, and I'm stuck. I'm like, I don't know what to pick.
Yeah.
I don't know which route to go.
Are you aware of the different endings already, or you have no idea?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I don't go looking at that shit.
Because depending on what you pick, you're going to go in a different direction. So yeah, I was the first time I was there, I did the same thing. I just played my own way. And then I was like, now I have to see what happened. And then I actually had to go back and correct some things.
Yeah, I'll probably just play through each one, because I know that it's basically like it's at a safe point where you can go back and redo everything. Yeah. So yeah, my game is actually sitting on I started playing on PS5 just because it actually runs really well there. I didn't feel like doing the PC stuff. So it's just sitting suspended, where you choose one of the four options. I'm like, I'm not ready for this game to end yet. So I have not gone back to that to play. But instead, I started playing PC Building Simulator, living out my best life, running a PC building company, and I'm just having way too much fun because I haven't had a chance to build anything for real. So I'm just enjoying my time fixing and building computers in PC Building Simulator and trying to make a lot of money doing that. It's fun. I can do all my little custom builds there.
My son for his little 20th birthday was like, I just want computer parts. I'm gonna build a computer from scratch right quick just to play the games I already play on this computer. And I was like, nice. For sure thing, I got you. And so I got him, what did I get him? I got him his case. I got him his fans. I got him his nice. Power, his whatever, you know, power unit, whatever. His buddy had gave him a graphics card that he was fine with. I was like, all right, you sure, bro? You want to? But he was fine with it. He ended up buying a new motherboard and new CPU. And nice. It's down. He set it up downstairs in my what's supposed to be my workspace, but has not been my workspace for some time now. I end up just working right here as opposed to going down there. And so he just set everything up down there on that desk, and he digs it, man. So I'm like, well done. And it's just he plays like 2-3 games on Steam that he's very particular about, and he said it plays those just fine. And that's what he wanted. I'm like, all right, man, you know better than I. I would have certainly added more. Bells and whistles to it, you know what I'm saying? But he's like, nah, this is what I want. I'm like, that's fine. So
got that sleeper build.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll be like, I built this one and he built that one. So it's like, and this one is old enough that I probably should start thinking about what I need to do to get it up to date, but I'm okay with it. It runs, so it is okay. Devil Man, you've been playing
case for mine.
Yeah. Devil Man, you've been playing anything? You've been so busy. Have you been had time to play anything?
I have been playing. I finished Tears of the Kingdom, and I was gonna go to Alan Wake.
Nope.
Okay. But I didn't want to.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
So I didn't do it.
Let's hear Rob.
It's overrated. I just didn't feel like getting in the mood of getting into the story. So I started back playing Like a Dragon. The Man with No Name.
Better. Oh, cool.
The man who erased his name.
Yeah.
Much and better. It's fantastic. I love it.
Is it fun?
I'm a huge oh way yeah. fun. Yeah,
you know Delvin loves everything.
Beating, already better.
Beating the fuck out of people.
That's the problem. Alan Wake isn't fun. It's already better.
It's
so this, when he's created a monster, this point's personal.
So, Jesus.
At every chance game, I get, I'm gonna just slam base it.
The Yakuza games are some of my favorites. I love playing those games. And it's
did you play the Judgment games? Judgment and
played the Judgment.
Okay.
Those are dope. Those are great too.
Yeah.
Only one I haven't played was the turn based one yet.
Oh, Like a Dragon?
I can't remember. Yeah, I haven't played that one yet.
Okay.
But
so wait a minute. So this the man who forgets his name that's on Game Pass. That's back to a regular like 3D action or is it turn based?
No, it's the regular Yakuza. It's a continuation of the story from 6.
Okay.
So, which wasn't supposed to, much like John Wick, it was supposed to end, but they're like, nah, we're doing another one. They're like, nah, we're not ending it.
It's on the Xbox because it's on Game Pass. I already downloaded it, but I just was like.
Are you playing it on Game Pass, Delvin?
Absolutely not.
I'm playing it on PS5.
Of course not.
I got this game pre-ordered when they first announced it, so I didn't even know it was going to be on Game Pass. That's how much I love.
Canceled the pre-order at any point in time.
When they announced it, it was coming to Game Pass. That was like a day and date situation. They was
why do you have an Xbox?
This game is like
why do you have Game Pass?
Right.
I just want Game Pass. I'm gonna
for what?
I'm gonna use even more now. I'm going to use even more now with what I have, but that's a whole other
story. I don't believe you.
But what have you played? I'm actually interested. This isn't even just like a hateful thing. What have you played on Game Pass this year?
Whew.
Did you buy Planet of Lana or did you play Planet of Lana on Game Pass?
I bought Planet of Lana. I played Starfield.
Play Starfield? So you had Starfield all year long to play. You had Game Pass all year long to play Starfield. Did you play Redfall?
I did play Redfall.
On Game Pass?
Redfall,
did you buy
on Game Pass.
Did you buy Redfall?
You always have to ask because he's definitely going to buy every game that's on Game Pass.
I actually want to buy. I love Arcane, so I want to buy Redfall just to have it.
I really liked Redfall. I don't want to oversell it because you may not listen to our stuff. It was a mess when it came out, but I actually enjoyed it. The Far Cry
heart is better now.
Is digging it. Yeah. I beat it. That's how much I liked it. I beat the whole game, which is a lot more than I can say for Avatar.
Well, the reason I have yet to cop Alan Wake is because it doesn't have a physical edition. And I'm a dude who collects physical copies of games. And when they make somebody going to make Limited Run or I Am 8-Bit or somebody will make a version, that's when I'll cop Alan Wake. And until then, it doesn't exist.
Nice.
Yeah. So you good, man. I mean, you have Game Pass for when you need it. When it's called upon, it's there.
Yeah.
I'm with you for that. It's just, yeah. Yeah.
It's just,
he just doesn't want to not have it.
It's just never called upon.
It is. No,
rarely. Like, as opposed to never.
Do you play Madden on Game Pass?
I haven't played Madden in so long.
Oh, okay.
I didn't buy Madden this year. This is like
about any EA games. Are you buying EA games? Are you waiting for them to show up on Game Pass?
I have not. I can't tell you the last EA game I bought. You know what? Yeah. What was the last? I'm trying to think. What was the last
Mortals?
Game I bought? Dead
Space.
I think it was Dead Space.
Okay. Yeah. I have Game Pass and I bought Dead Space, so I get it.
Yeah, I think that was the last game
I wasn't waiting on that. I wanted to play it day one.
I did too.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, didn't.
It's a long standing. It's been 3 years now, and it's like, yeah. He has Game Pass, just doesn't really use it ever.
It's okay.
Zelda messed up a lot of my plans.
Game Pass is like a gym membership for you. It's like Xbox is just making money off of people that sign up for Game Pass and just never use it.
Yeah. That's the point.
I am them.
I got Game Pass now for Gears later. When Gears shows up, I'm going to use this Game Pass.
that is 100% accurate. Like, that is the game I play on Game Pass. Like, I guess I ain't got to buy Gears.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in luck. This next year should be pretty good. You get Avowed, you get Hellblade, and get some other things. Stalker.
Those are the ones I'll be playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2025.
Nah, that's gonna be this year. This year's
Zelda was the one I needed to beat
in 2025.
Oh, that might be true. Call of Duty.
No. I'll play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is gonna like really kick off Game Pass in a major way. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I looked at my. You know, everybody did their like. Year in review, like Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo, and the large gap of time between me playing games on my PlayStation 5, like was just blank months, blank, 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 and all that time right there is Legend of Zelda. It was Tears of the Kingdom.
Yep. Nice, that makes sense.
You said what'd you say, 160 hours, something like that?
Yes,
302.
I think I was 85 for the
302 hours in Tears of the Kingdom.
Wow,
I think it is seven.
It is the game I have played the most this year by. Actually, you would like to think it's by a lot, but no. As it turns out, I played the hell out of Resident Evil 4, which was one of my old school favorite games.
Same,
always.
That was on my list too of games I played the most.
And then they remade that bad boy, and it's like here,
so good.
Have a better version of what you already love.
Yeah,
and like indeed, I will accept that. So
I had I had Resident Evil 4 number 3 on my game of the year list, and in hindsight I want to put it number 2. Every time I see one of these articles about how great PlayStation 5 is selling, like this past week it was like 50 million sold. Every time I see one in the back of my mind, and it's not meant as a hater, I keep thinking, I'm like, can't wait and see what they do when they actually bring games. Like when they actually start releasing games, this damn thing's gonna take off.
Again, I have a PlayStation 5, and I got it day
one. I know that they have games, but it just doesn't feel like it's not quite the cadence that PlayStation 4 at all. You know, it's like
one or two a year.
It's like they haven't got going.
Yeah, they have Returnal.
Yeah,
they have Ratchet and Clank. Name me some other PlayStation original games that they've dropped. PlayStation themselves has come out with.
I mean, PlayStation 5 has really been Spider-Man.
Everything else has been remakes, with the exception, I guess, Spider-Man 2.
And yeah, it's been remakes and Spider-Man.
Ragnarok is on
PS4. As I would love to like hang my hat on Ratchet, we saw with the leaks, like Ratchet's just not selling very well.
What I'm saying is PS5 exclusive Jaws.
Yeah, he's always exclusive.
They've sold 50 million copies on like Final Fantasy and Call of Duty, I guess. Like, they really haven't pushed units.
Yeah, and definitely was also on PS4. I'm saying PS5 exclusive joints. And it's
just, it wasn't on PS4, was it?
Yes,
it was on PC.
You can get a Deathloop exclusive PS4. They made a Deathloop at PS4.
I don't know. I don't think they ever saw that. Did they really? Is that PS4 Pro?
Yeah. And I don't know if it was a pro. I think it might have just been the mini, whatever, small, you know what I'm saying? The second one.
Slim. Got you. Because I never saw a console.
Yeah. It's cool because it has the black handprint on it.
What? No, it's Death Stranding.
Stranding. You said Death Loop, didn't you?
Death Loop.
Yeah, it's Death Stranding.
See, I'm thinking Death Stranding.
It's actually a sweet PS4. I like that one. It's like the white and the black with the hand.
So then I can't count Deathloop because Deathloop's on Game Pass.
Yeah, but it wasn't originally. I'm talking about.
Yeah, it just came a year later. Same with Delvin bought me that game. I have Game Pass. Delvin bought me that game, and I still ain't played it.
Beat the shit out of it on PlayStation because I love Arcane games. And then when it came on Xbox, ran through the whole thing again. I love Arcane games. That's my.
Since you love Arcane games, then what do you think about Blade?
I'm excited for it. And I'm also excited because it's Arcane Lyon, and it's my French dude. I don't know if y'all, you know what I'm saying. That guy who, the Parisian brother who runs Arcane Lyon is in charge of Blade, and I'm like, everything about this is who I need to be having run this operation.
I'm excited. Like, if there was a superhero game for me to be excited about, I'm not that into superheroes. If there was one to be excited about, I think I'd be more excited about Blade because it's, like, horror-themed. But as lukewarm as I am on it just generally, it's hard to think of a better studio like being picked to make a game for Blade than Arcane. Like, I don't know if they're going to land it or not, but like out of the gate, like if you were going to pick one, if you were going to make a list of candidates, like they're as good as maybe any pick that I think I could come up with. Like it really seems like they should maybe match each other. They should fit. And by that, hopefully it's good. I mean, I hope it's more fun. Not that I think Dishonored isn't fun, but I hope it's more fun than like Dishonored. I hope it's like not as stealthy and stuff. I hope it's actually like more of an action game than
just you want it action.
Yeah. I mean, it's a superhero game. Like, let's really ramp that up a bit more than Dishonored does.
Yeah.
And if they do that, if it's like as good to play as Dishonored, but it's more of an action game and stuff, that's just fun.
It's very actiony. You don't have to do any stealth.
Yeah, I know. And I do that. And I do that. But it feels like it's not like you're supposed to do it. I've done that.
How I play Dishonored, how I've played Dishonored over the years is, I do a run of everything. I'll do a all silent, all stealth run, just quiet, and I pop achievements for that and so forth and so on. Then I'll do an all loud. I'm about to be evil, about to get the bad ending.
Yeah, run. I do that. I do that. And I'm not doing little, stealth stuff.
That's I do a little mixed run, and then like of course, Dishonored 2 had two characters, so all loud, all quiet, all loud, all quiet. Nice. And I had so much fun with those games, man. I truly enjoyed. Like I said. I love Arcane joints, man. So
my favorite trophy that I have is the clean hands trophy from Dishonored, where you don't kill anybody.
Oh yeah. So I'm telling you,
Yarden asked, what do we think about people announcing games too early? Because Blade is going to be a while.
I hate it, but it's just the way the game industry works. And most times, oddly enough, it's like I love how Microsoft be like they'll announce a game that game's probably 3-4 years out probably
at least.
But at the same time,
don't encounter issues. that's at least
that same production house gave us Hi-Fi Rush earlier this year, the same day they announced it. It's like it's feast and famine with Microsoft, and I don't know what to do with that. You know,
yeah, they definitely did Hi-Fi Rush away from people.
It's getting people to the studio to help make the game. So like a lot of it, they're announcing these things as they're in development to also generate talent, generate income. Like it's a lot more to it than just.
I also think with Bethesda, that they've reached out. Bethesda's doing, they've licensed IPs. They're doing Indiana. They're doing Blade. And the rumor is that they're also doing a Star Wars game.
Yeah.
Right. So I think when you're doing those licensed IPs, one, there's probably a bigger chance it's going to leak because there's more cooks in the kitchen. Two, you probably, the people that are licensing the IP, they probably want their name out there more. They probably want that earlier marketing scheme so they can start to build things off of it and make that work in with their movies and their commercials and their merchandise and all of that jazz too. So I think the IP has a lot to do with that more than anything else. But I mean, it does. I don't want to say it sucks because it only sucks when the game doesn't live up to, Last of Us was marketed to us for like a decade. Last of Us 2, and there's a lot of games that do that. It's not just them. Breath of the Wild was marketed to us for like a decade. Like when the game hits, I don't think anybody cares. They'll wait as long as it can when the game is awesome.
Yeah.
So, just make it awesome. And if there's anybody that can make an awesome, again, this feels like almost like an Insomniac Spider-Man-esque situation. Yeah. If there's somebody that can make an awesome sword play Blade game, like a bloody vampire sword game, like Arcane is at the top of the list. Like this should fit. This should be a hand and glove situation.
And that so. I think that's the intent. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Except if they're gonna make a third person, which is that'll be I'm excited about that idea. Like, wow, you can put that third person.
I would think like From, but even then, I don't know if they're a better developer, but like when I think of stuff like that, like really good action hero games, you know, like or action styled combat games, like maybe FromSoft, I definitely think Insomniac, like those are the type of developers I think of.
Yeah.
Who does Ghost? Sucker Punch. I was gonna say Super Punch. Yeah. Right? Sucker Punch. Like they would come to mind, but like, yeah, they're on a short list of the type of people that could do this. And in Xbox's wheelhouse, yeah, definitely Arcane. Like there's nobody else. Yeah. And the rumors that id's doing something with Star Wars. I don't know what that is, but I'm here for it. Like I'm here for id that's doing anything cool. with guns. If id's doing anything with guns, it's gonna be awesome. And that's saying it's somebody who's not that into Star Wars.
Yeah.
See, it all plays out. It'll be a Star Wars game. It'll be a Star Wars game that's in the Star Wars universe.
And I think that's even better.
We like.
Yeah, because that's what what did we saw the Ubisoft game, right? Outlaws?
Yeah.
You know this, Dev. I'm not that into Star Wars. And I saw Outlaws. And I was like, dude, this looks awesome. And I can only imagine if id is like, here's a space shooter. I'm like, fucking, let's do it. It sounds great. So, should be fun.
I finally finished Ragnarok. Not finally. I finished Ragnarok over actually a very pretty short period of time. But I finished Ragnarok and did most of the post-game stuff. I cannot beat the Berserker King or the Valkyrie Queen, and therefore I am done with God of War Ragnarok. took it out PlayStation Day and said, put it on the shelf. I'm not gonna drive myself insane. I cannot. I am still highly, highly addicted to Monopoly Go. It's terrible. It's heroin, and I need to lay off of it. But it's such a good game. It's such a fun game, and like I got tons of friends playing it as well. People hit me up like, "Yo, I'm playing it too," and I'm like, "Okay, I don't feel so lost that I'm the only one addicted to this."
What is Monopoly Go?
Monopoly Go is basically, honestly, God, if you looked at it from like a real high level, it's a cookie clicker pretty much, but it's not, because it's just enough game in there to make you go, "Okay, yeah, I'll play some more of that," and. Basically, you're collecting rolls of dice, and you roll the dice. You go around the board collecting money and hitting chance, everything, all that stuff you do. But you also then go through building, like a building simulator of some sort, but not really, because you're not simming anything. You're just, you know, I'm gonna build this and I'm gonna make it better, and you get, you know,
like a hotel and stuff.
No, like a city or an area, and so you're gonna build a
like Sim City.
No, because that's giving it far too much credit. It does not deserve. go check out if you are interested. If you think like, I fuck
with Monopoly,
I might get down to get down. Not you per se, but you, the listener. Go check out the Monopoly Go Reddit and poke around there, and you'll be like, oh yeah, this is an addiction. It's a problem. We all probably should get off these drugs, but I can't help myself. And I love it. So in this game, there's that building sim I'm talking about. There's card collections. There are daily events that happen. There are daily challenges that happen.
Of course.
It's terrible in the best way.
Yeah. We try to stay away from those.
You should. Because it's bad for you. Yeah, it's bad for me. And I know
you got to stay away from those.
And no bueno. I finally started Sea of Stars on Game Pass yesterday, day before, and nice. Absolutely.
Elvin, did you buy Sea of Stars?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, shocking victory there.
I don't play. I normally don't play turn-based games. Not really a fan of it. But this game's story has me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm in for this one for a little bit. And if it just doesn't keep me, that's fine. But because it's like I said, it's Game Pass. That's one of the best parts about Game Pass. But it's one of the games that has been discussed for some sites game of the year, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it has to have some kind of importance to it. And so I've been.
We have friends that talk about how epic it is once you really get into it. And it really goes places.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see where that ends up going. And that's up. Chomfy said he was playing Hi-Fi Rush, which I put him on when he was on Scam recently, and he said he is enjoying it. And of course, he's still playing COD multiplayer because he can't help himself.
Nice.
So yeah, that's how my man rolls. Donnie, I don't know if you told me, are you playing anything? Did you play anything specific throughout December that you want to share with us?
I mean, I played Cyberpunk. I got back to Cyberpunk. I'm doing Night City. I'm into the campaign now. I was playing a bunch of different things. I tried Avatar. I've been playing a lot of my Backbone because I got College Retro Bowl.
Okay.
And I've talked about Retro Bowl for years. I love Retro Bowl. I've been playing my Switch for years. And there's a college version that's out on mobile. And it's kind of everything that I want from an NCAA football game. Yeah. I've been playing it almost nonstop while I watch Christmas movies and TV shows and stuff. It's been great because the difference with it and Retro Bowl is that in college Retro Bowl, you maintain a roster, but those roster, like the kids are there for 4 years, it's like a scholarship, right? But like in Retro Bowl, you can like refit your roster every year. In college Retro Bowl, you can't. You've got certain kids that graduate and other ones that don't. You only have like 10 roster spots. So it's not like you can remake your whole team every year. You can only like fit in like one or two people each year as they graduate and turn out. So it's like a constant state of development. But it has that hook that I've always loved in NCAA games where I started from the bottom in like D2 and I worked my way up. Right. So I started at like Mercer and I got another job and I got another job and I got another job. And like I went to Virginia Tech and now I'm at, I don't even know where I'm at now. I think I'm in Washington and ultimately trying to earn my way up to the Ohio State job. And it's just, when you talk about crack, that's crack for me. It's just such comfort food. Sit there and veg out and not think of anything. And if you've never played Retro Bowl, the gameplay is addicting. It's super fun. It's like Tecmo Bowl, but it's only on offense. It's really fast. It's a fast-paced game. And then they have these stupid little team challenges in between because there's like a team management sim where you have a salary cap to manage. And they give you like these stupid things where like a player stayed out all night or vandalized the school or whatever, and you have to punish them. And you've got like there's like a grade thing. You got to manage their grades. You got to manage their emotions. Like, are they happy? Are they sad? You know, and all that type of thing. It's a lot of fun. But it's really been, it was a lot of things. I played Metal Gear. I played Cookie Cutter. I put Cookie Cutter on the bench because the developer just kept going on about all these patches that they were doing. Like they've got all these patches because like the text was bad. The brightness was blown out. The pairing was system needed adjusted. And I was like, all right, I'm going to let this cook while I play some other things. But I played Cookie Cutter for like an hour or two and it was awesome. It's like, it's really the game I want to play. Have you seen this at all? T Cookie Cutter?
I guess not.
Cookie Cutter is this indie game that we saw, I think, at Summer Games Fest. It's like this neon-soaked Metroidvania that's like really punk. It stars like this girl android who has like half-shaved head and half a thing. And it's just a Metroidvania, like an action beat-em-up Metroidvania game. And it's just really kind of edgy. It's edgy, punk, and cool in like all the best ways. Nice. And I really can't wait to get back to it. I wanted to wait on it and I had so many other things to play. So I put it on. Oh, I played Mirage. I played a bunch of Mirage. I probably put 12 hours in Mirage before I finally just quit. I just played and played. And sadly, it's just boring. I liked it. I liked going back to old school. Contrary to what everybody else said on the internet, I was like, all right, this is old school Assassin's Creed. I knew that going into it. I'm here for it. And I love the Creed games, most all of them, actually. And I played it, and for like the first 5 hours, I was really into it. Mm. The problem is that the second 5 hours is a lot like the first 5 hours. It's like the same mission, the same stuff. And I just didn't care enough for Bassam's character to keep going. It's just like, just get another assassination mission and another assassination and another assassination. And I'm like, why are we assassinating? I mean, I understand why. It's just, I don't care. I don't care that we're like, I'm not invested into any of it. So I did eventually quit and I was like, you know what I should be doing instead of wasting all this time? I should be playing Cyberpunk because that's what I love. And I put that on hold for Mario Wonder because Mario Wonder was incredible. But now that I'm kind of done and I've done all those things, now I can come back. So I've been in Night City the last week and I think that'll be what I'm playing all the way through what we play and when PSVG returns and probably after that because Night City seems to be pretty long. And I think I'm really just kind of getting into it. I don't even think I'm all that deep into it yet. So it feels like it's a whole other game. So like, I think I'll just be doing this for a little bit. I really want to get this off the deck and get off the plate before I move it on something else.
So I beat Cyberpunk when it went 2.0, year before last? had a great time, really enjoyed it, and thought I had, you know, milked it for all I it was worth. But now everybody's saying this update combined with this DLC.
Phantom Liberty is like a sequel.
Yeah, makes for a really, now I wonder how do I approach that? Do I just jump back in with my character? Is it,
you could
have to make a, have to roll a new build?
Or, so what I did,
I would say roll a new build.
I did what they, what CD Projekt Red recommended people that they start over. Like just, and that's what I did. Now, as deep as I am in Phantom Liberty now, I kind of feel like I would have been further along if I just booted up and just played Phantom Liberty, which you can. But just know that the story takes place in the middle of the story that you've already played. It's not like an expansion afterwards. It's not like a Horizon Forbidden West situation. It's meant to be played along the way. Okay. So it'll be like you're going back in time. If you're okay with that, to in the onus of saving time, I would tell you to just play Phantom Liberty.
Okay.
But if you want to have the full cyberpunk experience, then, and if you don't care if like time, if you're not stressing to play anything else or anything, re-roll a character and just play Cyberpunk again, because I can only imagine sitting in Dev's seat where he's playing it. Honestly, not, he's played it before, but, and Dev is honestly playing it for the first time, like the whole thing. It's got to be such a more rewarding experience having gone through all of this and all of Fandler and everything building up all the way up to Arasaka Tower. It's just got to be so much better than it was for us that went through it already before the DLC came out.
Cool. Analog introduced OS 2.0 for everything.
Go, guys, before y'all go.
You good, you good, man. Have a good one, bro. Be safe out there.
Later, brothers. Peace.
Yep.
Peace.
And because they dropped 2.0, I went ahead and updated my pocket, and I went ahead and tossed the Genesis on here today. And was messed around with some Genesis games that I remember playing with, including Joe Montana and Joe Montana Sport Talk Football.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Which were a delight to kind of go back to it. I was just like, I don't remember how to bring up how to pass. And I'm like, oh, there's a passing window. So you have to basically push the C button, in this case, which is just the top button, and bring up a window and then sling that bad boy and hope they catch it. Joe Montana Football, maybe not as good as it was in the early 90s.
Definitely not.
But that's basically what I've been playing. We are at what you're watching, guys. And have you guys watched anything here in the month prior to this that you were wanting to share with the listeners?
How about, and say my Christmas story stuff is already
nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Dev?
Yeah, we just watched a bunch of Christmas stuff too. Like we watched 8-Bit Christmas, which I think anybody who is a child of the 80s or 90s should definitely watch. 8-Bit Christmas is fantastic. We introduced our kids to that. And they loved it.
Where's it at?
I think it's on Max. Okay. I don't remember. But yeah, we really enjoyed that. Other than that, like me and the wife decided to just get back into Game of Thrones, like just start a rewatch of that. For some reason, she really wanted to, so that's what we've been watching and have just been thoroughly enjoying it, knowing how terrible the ending is, but still everything up to season 8 is fantastic.
I could never bring myself to watch The Red Wedding all over again. I could never bring myself to watch it's a couple of things I'm like, nope, I can't do that again. It just would hurt my heart in a way that I'm like, nah, I cannot.
Dude, we're watching it right now. We're just like, Rob, you're such an idiot. God, you're dumb. Just stupid.
But then so is Aunt Betty. That's how they both end up dead for the same reason.
Yeah.
They stupid.
Y'all dumb. Lord Eddard, you're an idiot. You just didn't play the game right. And you watch Tyrion, you're like, Tyrion, you get it. I'm rooting for Tyrion all the way.
I watched all three Doctor Who 60th anniversary specials. In America, they come on Disney Plus, of course, the BBC if you're in Europe, and they were all fantastic and great. I've not watched the Christmas special, which came out on Christmas Day. That's because I've been sick, and I've been like, because my lady has an autoimmune disorder. I'm like, stay your butt upstairs. I don't want you getting sick, because you getting sick is possibly a death sentence. So when I am fully feeling better, we will sit and watch that. With a new doctor, Chudi, I forgot how to say his last name. I finally figured out how to say his first name. Can't remember how to say his last name. But I dig that dude, man. Genie on Peacock. Genie is a remake of an English movie from back in the day. Melissa McCarthy's in it. It is so much better than it has any right to be. It's literally about a guy who finds a genie. So let me see what else. I watched Serendipity, which is a Christmas movie I always watch. Candy Cane Lane, Eddie Murphy and Tracy Ellis Ross.
Watched that. That was good. That
was better really than good. Has any right to be again. Very yeah. enjoyable. Oh,
did you catch Almost Christmas?
No.
Okay, that one has like Mekhi Phifer, what's his name? Gabrielle Union. Also, better than it has any right to be.
Really excellent. Good. Excellent. As I watch every year and have since it came out, Ted Lasso, season 2, episode 4, it's his Christmas episode. It's one of the best Christmas episodes of television ever made. You should watch that.
I just started watching Ted Lasso for the first time.
Bruh.
I mean, I keep talking about... We signed up for a promotion for Apple TV. We've never had Apple TV. And I signed up for a comedy special that an article told me was on Apple TV Plus. It's not. Yeah. So I just got this Apple TV Plus for no reason. I was like, well, we might as well watch some things. So we started watching like the music documentary, and we started watching something else, and we started watching Ted Lasso. And my wife and I are both enjoying Ted Lasso. We're only like 3 episodes in.
Ted Lasso, Shrinking, Schmigadoon, and For All Mankind. Those
I'm
are
not
my...
watching half of that. I'm not that into television. But she well, is. I will let her know.
If ever you need something to go for, those things. Shrinking
Ted Lasso's
is one season,
been pretty so, funny yeah. so far.
Yeah, yeah. I get things up off my lady, Oppenheimer 4K, and of course Barbie 4K, and we watched them both. Amazing. Both of those movies great. Are amazing movies, and I understand why. I understand why they're going to do so well when nomination season rolls around for the various awards. Start wrapping it up. I'm listening to things I'm listening to. This song called Vibes by this lady, Vivian Green. My buddy sent me a video. I was like, what is that song in the background? And so, I go the Genius app to it, and it tells you what the song is. Vivian Green, I guess, has been making music for forever. And the song is called Vibes. You should go listen to it. A-Marie, One Thing, has come back into the zeitgeist for some reason.
That's good.
It's just everywhere all of a sudden. And so I cannot help but go spin it again every time I hear it. So I've been playing that lately just like it's going out of style. I bought Capadonna's The Pillage 25th Anniversary on vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Very happy to have that. And I also got what's known as an Alchemist craft single. The Alchemist is a hip-hop producer. He puts out these 7-inch craft singles, as he calls them, once or twice, 3 times a year. They're amazing. And this one is called No Yeast Remix Currency. Bodie James, Westside Gunn on that bad boy. And it is fantastico. If you can go find... That song is probably just somewhere to be had on YouTube or the like. But that's the thing about the craft singles. He does it. They're not usually out there for you to listen to on the DSPs. So you kind of have to buy the record. Tell you, man, I'm going to get y'all on the vinyl. Just going to drag y'all along, kicking and screaming. It's going to be great. Y'all listen to anything, you know what I'm saying, before we step on out of here?
Only thing I'm listening to is Christmas music, because that's all my wife has been playing.
What's your favorite Christmas song? I'd like to know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Is it probably This Christmas.
This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Once again, I have it over there on 7-inch vinyl. I have an original copy on 7-inch vinyl from back in the day. I take very good care of it. It's super special to me. And it is my all-time favorite Christmas song. And I have a bunch of Christmas songs that I get down with. But that one, until it plays, it is not Christmas season in my home. And then it gets played a lot.
And you sing it the whole time, every time.
Yes. So, and then everybody and their mama tries to do a copy or a rendition of it, and I'm just like, no. My kids in
only
choir.
One that I like is Chris Brown's version.
Everybody tells that Chris Brown when it offends me, just on a personal level.
I like it.
My kids in choir in school, and so they had a choir concert, and they have like this group of like a cappella singers, and they did an a cappella this Christmas, and I was like, I'm gonna let y'all get that one off. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. And plus, I know their choir director is a black woman who was not going to let them disrespect that song. So I was like, very good. Thank you, Miss Brooks, for putting on the squad. Don, you got any Christmas music that you vibe with, man? That you like? That's my Christmas
music. I mean, yeah, I have a Christmas playlist that I play, but nothing that I'm like too particular about. I really like the old stuff.
Yeah, all
the stuff that Dev hates, the Burl Ives stuff, and the. You know, like Holiday Inn and shit, the Bing Crosby, like all that shit. We've talked about this in the past, and I think Dev just made fun of me about it. I usually like the really traditional stuff, even over like the Christmas movies, like modern stuff. But I, you know, just whatever. I'm down for whatever. If it's Christmas music, I'm down for it. Just put it on. I love instrumentals. you know, like anything like, you know, online design and stuff like that, I'm down for it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Recently, I've just been like knee deep in my 70s playlist for some reason. I think I blame GTA. I was playing San Andreas and I was like really into their funk station.
Yeah.
And I think that just got me into like, so like, well, I've been working the last few days. I just been listening to like Funkadelic, Jethro Tull, Velvet Underground.
Nice.
You know, the Stones, things like that.
My musical taste, and over time, you guys will pick up on it. It's just kind of, it's all over the place. I am a fan of what I refer to as more traditional hip hop, and there are plenty of people who still do that kind of music right now. And so I end up listening to people who like are new to some people's ears, but they spit in like old school shit, and I dig it. And so that's kind of how I end up getting down with my music currently. I'm saying, I'm telling you right now, Larry June, Bodhi James, these are some Currency. These are some guys you should be listening to if you're not already.
Currency.
Because they are spitting fire. Yeah, Currency's great. Currency's
in a gold coin, silver dollar?
Well, people, we all got, you know, families we got to go by and help and take care of. So we are going to wrap this up again. I don't normally have to do this part of Cadillac, but it is what it is. This is our first go round here as a part of the PSVG network of shows. Welcome. We're grateful to be here. Thank you for having us here and for all the assist that you need to help us with tonight to get the show together. Our regular host is my homeboy Chalfie. It is anyway, he's on Twitter. Just look up Chalfie. It ain't that many of them out there. It's probably him. I want you to know that. Our second man, because he had to leave too, is of course Delvin Cox of the Delvin Cox Experience Network of Shows. I'm saying you should be getting down with what he does because he does some amazing things. Hell, I was over there recently talking about the 50th anniversary of hip hop, and that's how we get down. As Dev, man, what shows are you on?
I am on basically just the PSVG show. That's the only one that you're gonna catch me on regularly. It's my show. I host it.
You might catch him on it. He might be here. Not regularly. Don't say regularly, Dev. There. One out of three. Sometimes. It's like the kid from the Mighty Ducks. One out of three. You all right? Just, you never whatever. Know which one. It's one out of three.
It's my show. I'll be there.
Donnie, what about you? What selection of shows do you have for people who may not be fully aware?
Not like as many as Delvin, but you can definitely find me weekly on Play Some Video Games. You can also catch me over at the Nintendo Shack every now and again. Thank you for coming over and allowing me to come over to Cadillac, and thanks for joining. I'm happy that you guys are here. I hope you dig the new Melon setup and everything. I know I personally, when I was walking through Chalfie, I was like, it was really exciting. I was like, man, we're gonna level Chalfie up. We're gonna get this man up. We're gonna get this show out there. And I think he described it on your show on Skim as a great sister show to PSVG. And I honestly couldn't agree more. I think this would be a great companion listenership because on PSVG, you know, it started off years ago as a really detailed video game show, and it's really just devolved into a shit-talking show where me and Dev and Delvin just shit-talk and talk basketball. We talk about whatever we want to talk about. And I think these will be great shows to tandem week to, I'd say week to week, but definitely you guys go monthly every now and again.
But that's part of the discussion is to maybe expand a little bit, maybe put out a little more and be out here a little more.
And I'd love often. To have, and Chalfie's been on PSVG. We'd love to have you over.
For
and,
sure,
we'd
for
love
sure.
to mix you in on other shows as well. When you find that next Nintendo Switch game that you're digging, hit me up, man. We're gonna bring you by the Nintendo Shack.
Excellent. You know what it is. I am the Internet's Hero 713. I host the Stage Crunchy Milk Podcast, Cleveland's longest running podcast. It's that dope shit. We do real fun things over there. We do it every week. I give you some Ohio news. We talk some Amateur Assholes. I was doing Amateur Assholes before shit was street. You see Amateur Assholes everywhere across the internet, and everybody be making, getting millions of views off of it. And I'm like, I've been doing this for years. Like, I am real spiteful about that. But it is what it is, people. We kick it. We let you know what's going on in our world. So it's a great time to be had. So please, if you enjoyed this show, consider giving that Stage Crunchy Milk a listen. I think you will get down with the get down on that one as well. I am, of course, the Interstate 713. We will catch you next month and maybe sooner. Who knows? And until then, peace.
Deuces.
What'd you say, Grandma? What'd you say, Grandma? Mama! Mama!
What? Grandma's not here.